Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Calvin. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm trying to file for unemployment, but they say I already had a work.
You had an account.
I already had an account, so they gave me a number to call. But yeah, I got one. I want to put in unemployment for the job I just got fired from
today.
So you already have a claim open, and you're calling to file a new claim.
Yeah, a new claim.
Tell me, you had an old.
I had an old claim.
An old claim.
Yeah, I had an old claim, but I had started back working, so I had let them know that I was working, so they had stopped it when I was receiving unemployment. That'd been about what, 2 years ago. But
okay.
Yeah, I got a new claim.
And what is your social security number?
418.
Okay.
27.
Okay.
2579.
Okay. One moment.
I can tell you, baby. I can pay it on the table. I give my dog $200 every 2 weeks. $28 ain't doing nothing good, man.
Okay. And can you verify your first and last name for me?
Cornelia Reese.
Okay. And your date of birth?
August 18, 1987.
Okay, and your license number?
I got my identification. I ain't got no driver's license, but I got identification. My identification number is I-826-282.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Clifford Lee Tarver.
Okay, thank you very much. One moment. Okay, Mr. Reese, so what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Okay. You do understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
No, it's not a fraud. Everything.
No,
huh? Oh, yeah. I know. I thought you said that there. Well, ain't nobody making no news. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And you do understand that fraud is a federal offense, which is punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, and I have the spelling of your first name, Cornelial.
Yes.
And that last name, Reese.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different name or under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay, and I have your phone number. It's 334. That's 846-2759.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And what is your race?
Black, African American.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
Okay. Where is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, I have your address. It's 18 Dykes Road. And that's
no, sir. No, sir. I need to update this.
Okay, what is the new address?
12 Daisy Street, Kirksboro, Alabama, 36860.
Okay, you said Daisy Street?
Yeah, Daisy.
How can you spell
Where
that?
D-A-I-S-Y.
Okay, and what's the city?
Kirksboro, H-U-R-T-S-B-O-R-O.
Okay, is that zip code still 36860?
36860, yep.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have 12 Daisy Street, and that's on that Hertzboro, Alabama, zip code 36860.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me place you on a very brief hold, okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you.
I want to lie here. But oh, how you doing? I have to figure your fucking up.
Okay. What is your occupation, Mr. Reese?
I was working at Bitch Turf. I was stacking grass.
Agriculture.
Basically. Okay. It would be agriculture.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Oh, yeah. I'm still looking for work.
Okay. Do you attain work exclusively through exclusively through a union?
Nope.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay.
Our date was canceled.
Okay, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 to 30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$12.
Okay, are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
Nope.
Do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving, workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 1st, 2022? To September 30th, 2023?
No, sir.
Okay. 1 second, okay?
Yeah, home.
Well, I don't know what kind of job it is.
I think I called him with earphone.
Yeah,
don't do that shit. Stop it. Let's see. I'm going to go out and get the phone from Cole. I've had Bank Mobile on my phone, and it should keep moving too. I don't know when that's been hit. Everything gonna work out good.
Pretty so bad.
I think more people. Okay. Look at
you.
Okay, Mr. Reese. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. But which would you prefer?
Yes. Direct deposit.
Okay. And do you have that routing and account number available?
Yep, I got it ready for you right now.
Okay.
Which one you need first?
You can give me the routing first.
All right, 113-024.
Okay.
588.
Okay, that's 113-024-588.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that account number?
391-546-330.
Okay, that's 391-546-330.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the name of your last employer?
Vix Turf. Hold on. Wait, so you it's Vix Turf Incorporated. Yeah. Vix is
okay.
Spelled BECK apostrophe S and Turf is TURF.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, what is the employer's phone number?
33472. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me see if I got that on the thing.
Let me see. Let me see.
Hold on one moment. I think this is so far. I'm going to be the right number. Hold on. Make sure I got it right. I think it's L249800, so I just want to make sure. Hold on 1 second. And go on my Google real quick.
Okay.
Google. N-C-K. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
334-724-9800.
Okay. And what city and state is it located?
Tuskegee, Alabama. The zip code is 36083.
Okay, and what date did you start?
November the 14th, 2023.
Okay, and your last day?
Today.
Okay. Okay, so since your last reported date is during the current week, when you file your first weekly certification, you will have to report the wages from this week.
Okay.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
Got fired.
Okay, and what was the reason?
Oh, shit, you told me the paddle was sat wrong, so I'm on the, I don't know, if dealing with grace.
Okay, so unsatisfactory work?
Huh?
So unsatisfactory work?
Yeah, that's what you said.
And the name and title of the person who fired you?
Wayne Bassett, owner.
You said Bassett?
Bassett, yeah. B-A-S-S-E-T, I think.
Okay. And he the owner?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem before you were fired?
I was trying to talk to him. He's like, I guess he was in a foul mood already this morning because some guys messed up yesterday. He was like, I ain't got time for it. Yada, yada. So instead of me arguing and fussing with him, I just said, okay, Mr. Wayne, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. And I look. He said,
okay.
He was like, I gotta let you go. I gotta fire you because of this pallet. I'm like, one pallet, not a set. About 80 pallets this morning, man. He told me one pallet, but it cool though. I ain't tripping.
Okay. Also, even though you just explained what you explained, I still had to ask you the next two questions.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Did you commit the act that the employer alleged you did?
Did I commit it?
Yeah.
He said I did. Well, really, in actuality, it really was on me because the grass was coming up the line and we couldn't stop the line at one time. So we were throwing it off and folding them over like we normally do. But like I say, he was already in a foul mood from yesterday because one of the guys tore up the tractor. So it is what
okay.
It is.
Okay, so you answering yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any prior warnings for the same or similar act in the past?
No.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, and that consists of vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to attain unemployment benefits. We do match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You do certify that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I do have some of my identification questions to ask. I'm going to read the question, and I'm going to read the multiple choice. If one applies to you, then tell me. If it don't, if you're not associated with it, then say you're not associated, okay? What color is your 2003 Mercedes-Benz M-Class? Is it beige? Is it black? Is it maroon? Is it silver, or you never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated with the vehicle.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Troy have you ever lived at or been associated with? Is it 150 Vicky Lane? Is it 409 West College Street? Is it 500 Walter Street? Is it 822 Park Street, or none of the above?
500 Walter Street.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Dothan? Is it Phoenix City? Is it Union Springs? Is it Coleman? Or none of the above?
That's the two cities on there that have associations with me, but Union Springs is my hometown.
Okay. Okay. You do hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Say it one more time. Make sure I catch that.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Internet claim. Can you explain that to me, bro? Cause I ain't no hear that. I don't know.
Yeah. Basically, it's saying, are you submitting an unemployment claim via the internet today?
We're doing it on the phone, so I guess I don't know how to answer that one right there.
No. I'm doing it on the internet. But it's basically just asking, are you filing a claim today?
You messed me up with that, bro.
don't worry about it. Like, a lot of people get confused with that one. But it's just basically saying that you're filing an unemployment claim today. Okay. You do certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, sir.
And you also understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, now I am going to read your closing statements. I have to read it word for word. It usually takes 2 minutes, so just bear with me, okay? If you have any questions, just ask. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim that we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The information booklet titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. The unemployment claim uses calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking file weekly certification or by dialing the toll-free number 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, with the earliest being 12 or 1 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. The certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN, and I'll provide that to you as well. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800. Sorry, you had a question?
No. I'm listening.
Okay. Our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
All right.
Beginning January 1st, 2023.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? I don't know if your phone went on or what. Hello?